Eddie Albert and Margot star on the NBC Radio Theater.
Buddy Burns was a kid of the slums, brought up in poverty and crime. He was a born leader. His hot temperament might have led him, as happened to many of his pals, to the penitentiary. Or even, as to some of his old neighborhood bunch, to the death house. What saved Buddy was the music coming out of a joint in the neighborhood, the music called jazz.
The NBC Radio Theater, a complete hour of drama every day, Monday through Friday, starring Lee Bowman, Madeline Carroll, Gloria DeHaven, Celeste Holm, and today starring Eddie Albert as Buddy Burns and Margot as Jean Glenn in Blues for Buddy. Our drama begins in a moment, but first, hear this.
Are you under 40?
Lots of people are.
Feeling fine and healthy?
Don't press your luck too far. Don't press your luck. Get polio protected. Get your shots now. Don't wait till it's too late. It takes 8 months for shots to be effective. Don't press your luck. Be smart and play it safe.
When polio strikes young adults, it strikes the hardest. So whatever you do, don't press your luck. Make sure everyone in your family is protected. How? By starting on your 3 shots now. Your doctor or the local health authorities will give you all the information. Don't press your luck. Get your polio shots now.
Don't press your luck. Get polio protected.
Jazz music, especially the blues, said everything Buddy Burns felt inside and couldn't. So he stuck with it. In time, he became a jazz pianist, a blues man, playing all over the country, being able to look after his mother, put his brother, Mike, through medical school. But one night in Minneapolis, returning from a 2-day fishing trip, Buddy found his drummer and best friend, Lee Lazaro, waiting for him with news which could wipe out the accomplishments of the past 15 years and throw him back to what he had been, a potential killer.
Wait a minute, Buddy.
I can't. I've been away from the piano 2 days. Come on.
You got this wire. It came right after you took off in your fishing trip between the bookings.
Big deal. I got a wire. Come on.
Take it slow. It's trouble at home.
At home? With my mother?
No. Your brother, Mike. He walked into a bullet.
Mike? Mike took a bullet.
It took him.
Come on, Buddy.
We got a plane to catch.
I don't get it. He was just going to open his office. Dr. Mike Burns. I had the dough already. Oh, why should anybody want to kill him?
We'll find out when we get there, Buddy. Hey, guess who's in the big town now?
The guy who killed Mike.
Jean. I happen to know. You going to look her up?
Let her stay where she belongs with the rest of the uptown shantoozies.
You two should never have busted out.
Forget it now, will you? I'm going to be busy making sure the cops grab the crumb who killed Mike.
Hello, Buddy.
Well, if it ain't the same old detective curmudgeon, making sure it's a nice, orderly wake.
And I came to pay my respects. Where's your mother?
Oh, she's laying down. As it happened in this precinct, why ain't you out getting the killer?
Yeah, we're doing all we can. We already found out Mike treated a big waterfront hood for a gunshot wound about a week ago, and we figured the hood figured Mike was reporting it.
Did he?
Mike didn't know who he was, most probably. But the hood was in this country illegally, so he took no chances.
If it happened on the street, why don't you hustle the witnesses? Could have been one of the neighborhood kids, some junkie. Why don't you do a job on these punks?
I did a pretty good job on you, remember? You could have been a big loser the way you started. Assault, breaking and entering, attempted burglary.
Yeah. And when I got a chance playing piano for dough, you went to bat for me on my suspended sentence. And for what? For this?
We're doing our best.
Listen, Camargin, I ain't depending on you cops.
Now hold your temper. You've been away a long time, buddy. The precinct has changed. It's not only tough, it's organized like an army from the waterfront down.
Even the young punks? Like maybe the one who popped Mike for peanuts?
Sometimes they use kids, but they protect them to protect other jobs. That's what it's like today.
Oh, I appreciate your problems, yeah. Let me have a better look into this myself.
Don't go back to your old mistake, buddy. Don't think you're smarter than the cops.
Buddy, what are you doing up here on the roof all by yourself?
Oh, Lee.
Come on, buddy. There's nothing up here.
That's what you think. The roof is a slum kid's playground and hideout. Mike and me had pigeons up here. How we wish we could fly away with them and never come back. You know, once I come home after a scrape with a piece of wire in my leg, a piece of rusty wire, we ducked up here away from the old man. Mike took it right out of my leg with a knife. Operated on me like a pro. Oh, whoever killed a guy like him, guy was a real use to the world.
He ought to die.
The cops will get him.
They're out for bigger fish. They're out to make headlines. This Camargin copper from the old days, he admitted it. Well, I ain't leaving it to the cops. I'm going to do something about it. I got friends in this neighborhood.
Oh, come on down. There's people in the house.
This is what I wanted to get away from. And Mom's still sleeping. Thank goodness the doctor gave her something.
Yeah. Hey, here's who calls you at the hotel. Jean.
Jean? How does she know? You wired her from Minneapolis.
That split up was for the bird.
Jean and me are through. This is a wasted look. You stay here. Now, if Mom wakes up, tell her I went someplace. I got restless.
Where is someplace?
Cupie's, round the block. It's a guy that claims he discovered me. I could get a big kick out of seeing me, Big Mouth. You know, I'll see you at the hotel afterwards. It might be late.
After what? Don't worry me, buddy.
Oh, me? Why should I worry you? Maybe spoil a good drummer. Go on.
I can read you like the funny papers, kid. You got stuff on your mind. Wild stuff.
Like what?
I couldn't even put Mike.
Look, why shouldn't I have it on my mind? If it was your brother, you'd be no different. That's why I said it could be late. Now, Cupie will give me a big hand. I'll give the old piano a real workout.
Yeah. Get it out of your system.
Yeah. Tonight's for Mike. I'll play nothing but the blues. The blues for Mike.
In a moment, Eddie Albert and Margot will continue with Blues for Buddy, today's drama on the NBC Radio Theater.
Buddy didn't lie when he said he was going to Cupie's jazz joint to play the blues for Mike. But neither did he tell Lee Lazaro the whole truth. Perhaps because he didn't fully know it himself. All he knew, all he could think of was whoever killed his brother ought to die.
Buddy! Buddy boy!
Hi, Cupie.
Buddy, my discovery. Let me look at you.
Oh, great, great.
You're even fatter, boy. Well, that was rough about poor Mike Ruff. Come back for a thing like that.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Cupie. You know what the play is around here. What's this about the organization that controls everything from the waterfront down? Who owns all the action?
Oh, that's not a cop dog, buddy. It's still the same small stuff, cars, machines, fire. The waterfront is by itself.
Camargin says Mike got it because he took care of a big hood who got shot up. But the organization's afraid he'd spill it to the cops.
Ah, baloney.
Uh-huh. Then it could have been some punk from around here with big ideas, huh?
Maybe from Jersey or someplace. So what? That's life, buddy. You gotta take the bad but the good.
Well, not this time. Now, look, Cupie, you gotta help me.
Wait a minute. I'm your friend, and this is me to you. Don't go on the muscle, buddy. You got too much to lose. You're a big guy in the music. You got record albums. You're one of the greatest, so don't go looking to get messed up. Get out of the neighborhood. Forget
it. I'll never get out of this neighborhood as long as whoever killed my brother's alive.
That's what you're saying now because it's so new and all. You're always a hot guy. Hey. Hey, look who just come in. What is this, celebrity night? Jean Glenn, hi.
Jean.
Hey, bartender. Champagne over
here. Hello, buddy. Oh, so glad I found you. And he said you were here. I was at your mother's.
Good old Lee, huh? I should have known he'd keep right on minding my business.
Look, little man. I broke my neck to come down here between shows to let you know how I felt. How badly I felt when I heard about your brother.
You never missed a chance to let me know how badly you felt about anything.
Pardon me. I got to take off.
I'll forget the champagne, Cupid.
Okay. I'll see you, Miss Flynn.
You're right, buddy. There's nothing to celebrate.
Now don't let me keep you from your big nightclub show. I hear you do terrific imitations of all the top singers.
Is that all you can say after a whole year?
What'd you come down here for? Talk me into getting real smooth and uptown, mugging cute, playing tea for two with all emotions?
Buddy.
Look, I'm doing fine the way I am now. I says to Mike, you're going to make the folks feel right. You're going to have a use in this world. You're going to be a doctor. Got nothing to worry about. I'll see you through. They didn't let me. They killed him.
Oh, buddy, I didn't know how proud you always were.
In the morning, we used to steal milk and bread so we could eat. I saw it once in a while. Rain, snow, cops, that was it.
Buddy, don't look back too long. Give yourself a chance, and always.
Tea for two with all emotion.
Look at all the good blues men who play other things and stay good blues men. Like Buddy, why limit yourself?
Please, you don't dig. You don't like my ties. You don't like waiting in bus stations. You don't like what I play, and you still come around. You know why? I'll tell you why. I wasn't the one who played you for kicks. You were the one who got your kicks with me. And when the gold started coming your way, you took off. It happens every day.
Well, it's been a ball chatting about the good old days. I'm sorry it had to take place at a time like this.
All right, all. Look, God, you missed your second show. Let me get you a cab here.
Oh, I had one waiting. Cheerio.
Look, buddy, I swear, I'm telling you what I told you 2 hours ago when we come in here. You're pushing for the impossible.
I told you what I want. I want somebody to do a certain job for a certain price. Now, you get me a killer.
That's first degree. Buddy, don't ask for it.
I don't care about the law. I'm thinking of Mike.
I've never done nothing like this before. Don't push me.
Fight him, I'll kill him myself if I have to.
You don't know what you're saying.
All the same, you got to get me somebody. Now, quick.
NBC Radio Theater continues with Blues for Buddy in a moment. But first,
the news department of the NBC Radio Network maintains a 24-hour vigil on the world, a world in a never-ending state of change. From the UN, from Washington, from the Middle East, from Moscow, NBC Radio newsmen are on the beam, reporting the news as it happens from where it happens. Warm human interest stories and history-making events that may affect the course of our lives. Every minute of the day, news streams into the NBC newsroom, is sifted and evaluated. Every 60 minutes, the most important stories are broadcast to you on News on the Hour by award-winning commentators like Chet Huntley, David Brinkley, Mark Nagronsky, and Leon Pearson. And when the hot stories break, as soon as they break, you get them in a flash on Hotline. It's like having a seat in the NBC radio newsroom. Listen for News on the Hour and for special Hotline reports throughout the day, every day, over most of these same NBC radio stations.
It was after midnight when Buddy returned to his hotel room to wait for the man Cupid at last promised to send. But Cupid's hands were tied. The underworld organization owned him, lock, stock, and barrel. It would have been worth his life had he not immediately reported Buddy's intentions to the chief, much less help him. So Buddy, not knowing that he'd been betrayed, waited not for the killer who for a price would track down and avenge Mike, but for one of the lieutenants in the organization which had ordered Mike's murder.
Mr. Baines?
Oh, hello. You the guy Cupid's...
Yeah. Close the door. So, this is Buddy Baines, the jazz bar, huh? I like the stuff myself, only I go for the trumpet over the piano. It's more guts.
I'm no cream puff, mister. Come on, now. What's your...
My name's Smith. Charlie Smith.
All right. Let's talk business, Mr. Smith.
Well, what you want is expensive. Takes time.
Mention a figure.
$5,000.
And if Cupid gave you the idea that I own the mint, he's wrong.
I see your face on record albums. You ain't exactly scratching, Mr. Burns. Cupid gave me the idea you were real anxious, but you ain't showing me. Maybe let's forget the whole thing.
I can't make it any more than 2,000.
Well, I don't work that cheap. Any job I do could be the last one.
Ah, baloney. You tell Cupid I won't forget this.
He says you're real anxious. You're just a loudmouth, eh, Mr. Burns?
I got a lot of dough tied up. Now, if two ain't enough, I'll do it myself. I don't need anybody.
I'm laughing.
Well, I'll sweat every hood in town till somebody talks. Nobody stands in my way, I'll tell you that.
You do that, and you walk into your own funeral, Mr. Burns.
Yeah, thanks for your interest. Now, if you don't mind, I got a call to make.
No, not so fast. You're so stupid, I'm sorry. Make it $1,000 now and $1,000 when you read about it in the papers. Take it or leave it.
You got a deal. I'll give you a check.
No good. You're a big name. Let the hotel cash the check. And bring the cash down to Cupid, say in an hour.
Uh-huh. Make sure you're there.
I'll be there. Boss. Cupid, too.
Give me the manager's office.
You fool.
Gee, put that phone down. You were next door in Lee's room. You heard.
Through the connecting door. Oh, Marty, all through that second show, I didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't forget you so crushed and alone. I couldn't stop thinking that no matter what you said, you needed me. When I called you around and Lee said to wait in this room after my show. When I let myself in with his key, I heard you in that unspeakable... Buddy, what are you doing to yourself?
I get my hands on that...
Sure, fight the whole world on the excuse of mourning for your brother.
Ah, skip the message.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to hire somebody to kill for you? Who gave you the power of life and death? What makes you think Mike would have wanted this?
Jean, you came back. You cared enough to come back.
Answer me.
Jenny, oh, Jenny.
Let me go.
Oh, Jenny, you came back, Jenny.
Let me go and don't call me Jenny.
No.
No, it can't be like this.
It had to be. I love you, Jenny.
No.
We're for each other. We always were. Always.
For nothing but kicks. You were right.
Oh, shut up.
It's true. I feel like the bottom of a beat-up garbage can.
Don't talk.
It's how I feel.
You're all wrong.
Don't you understand? How I feel was never up to me. It was up to you. How do you expect me to feel after you've hired a murderer to kill for you?
Well, I don't look at it that way. A killer's a killer, with or without a badge. The cops don't care. All they care about is protecting their own rackets and making a big pinch that gets a promotion. Nobody cares about Mike but me, and whoever killed him is going to pay.
All right. Suppose your $2,000 buys a life. That won't let you walk away free of Mike's death and everything else bothering you. Look, you're using Mike to get rid of the hate you have for yourself. Yourself, most of all, won't work. Buddy, you'll crack up. If you love me,
Don't dig. What am I supposed to do? Keep sending my mother the check and think she'll get over it? Mike stayed close to her. If it was not for him, I could never go on the road. I would have been trapped in this big down music deal.
Mike is dead. Now you'll have to stay closer to your mother anyway. That's what's bugging you. That's the real Buddy Burns blues. It's gotta be your way or nothing. You know, underneath all that tough talk and the murder in your heart, you're a coward.
The same Jean. The same uptown bitch.
Look, I don't buy that and I don't buy other things either. Like having to meet you in hideaways and dodging police and getting lawyers and bail after they catch up with you. And in my spare time, figuring out new arrangements on my man, I love him so. No, thank you.
Still with a big time act and a guest shot.
Don't go back to Cupid.
Oh, I have to. Stick with me, Jean.
Let's leave it the way it always was. Let's just leave it. Buddy Burns is with himself.
Yeah, you'll be back.
Jenny.
Today's drama on the NBC Radio Theater, starring Eddie Albert and Margot, continues in a moment. Say, if you're planning to send your children to college, then this is important. Do you realize your child may not get in?
The reason is, many colleges today are turning promising youngsters away because they have no room. And still others are short of teachers. And before 1970, things may be far worse. Because in less than 10 short years, college applications are expected to double. In the meantime, low salaries are driving many dedicated teachers into other fields to earn a living. This grim situation means that in less than 10 years, there will be a dangerous shortage of qualified professors. Only you can bring hope into this seemingly hopeless situation. What can you do? Well, simply this. Our colleges and universities need help now. So the first thing you can do is to support the college or university of your choice. And for more information about how you can personally help, write to Higher Education, Box 36, Times Square Station, New York 36, New York. That's Times Square Station, New York 36, New York.
Buddy is still determined to meet the man he supposedly hired to avenge his brother's murder and give him the cash agreed upon. Ignorant of the danger he's walking into, because the so-called Charlie Smith is a man high up in the criminal syndicate which had ordered Mike's murder, Buddy leaves his taxi a few blocks from Cupie's jazz joint to walk the rest of the way in the crime-ridden neighborhood he's grown up in. A police car pulled up beside him and a voice called...
Buddy! Buddy!
Huh? Oh! Well, Detective, come out, Junior. My old scoutmaster. What keeps you up this late?
He's a big spender. He's getting clipped in the joints around here. We keep an eye.
And a hand out for the tokens of appreciation, huh?
Now, you know me too long to use that language.
Why don't you lose a little sleep over who killed Mike?
What are you doing down here this hour?
Well, I couldn't sleep. Cupie's is staying open for me. Personal favor, kind of helping me. The old stamping grounds, you know.
Nice of Cupie.
Yep.
One thing I didn't have the chance to mention before at the house. The commissioner wants action, orders all down the line to clean up this precinct fast. But you'd like to know.
So tomorrow's still the funeral. Well, it'll make a nice headline, what the commissioner said.
The NBC Radio Theater continues after a brief pause for station identification. And now the NBC Radio Theater, starring Eddie Albert and Margot, continues.
It's locked. Excuse me, our color's locked here, huh?
Well, it's fast closing this way. Listen, buddy.
Where is he?
Take a load off your feet, huh? Here. Listen, you don't want to do this.
I got the cash with me.
Oh, come on, kiddo. You made it big. Don't spoil it. Walk away from these hoods for me.
Hey, you've been drinking.
I know what I'm saying, buddy. You were always too old. I never thought you'd get out of the neighborhood alive in the old days.
You were wrong.
At that time. For all my life, kid, the thing about old Cupie, I was never wrong about anything twice in a row. Walk away from this, Charlie. Tell him you changed your mind.
Don't slow me up, Cupie.
That's right. Leave the man alone.
Oh, where'd you come from, Charlie? The door...
I didn't come from nowhere. I was in the office.
Oh, listen, Charlie, me and Buddy was thinking it over, you know, and...
Now, shut up, will you? Now, let him talk. You still hot for the deal, buddy?
I got the cash right here.
Don't give it to me.
You want it now?
Anytime you're ready.
All right, here you are. Count it.
I don't have to. Tell him why, Cupie.
No. Hey,
I said to tell him.
I said, buddy, you didn't know what you were asking. I begged you to beat it. Things change, buddy. I don't own myself no more. These guys got me.
These guys? What guys? What kind of a bum steer you give me?
Buddy.
What guys?
How stupid can you get?
Cupie, you. You're in the organization.
They're on me. I had to try to stop
you. Why, you radical.
Get back, stupid.
Put the gun away, Charlie.
Sit down over there, Mr. Burns.
Why are you so nervous, Charlie? Big organization man like you.
Shut up. First, I try to do you a favor, talk you out of it with a big price. Then you say you'll do it yourself, so I figure I'll drop the price to string you along till you cool off. But all the time... time I'm in the room with you, you've got the dame next door. A witness! Setting me up for a pinch!
Gee.
That's too much.
You sit down, Buzzy. Who knew she was there?
I heard enough.
No wonder the big organization man is so nervous.
But he don't say nothing.
He knows who took care of Mike. Don't you, Charlie?
You ought to know better than that. Now stand up.
Bring me a drink, Cupid.
I said stand up.
Put the gun away, Charlie. I'm having a drink right here. There's nothing you can do about it. That gun going off could wake a lot of babies. And if you put a hand on me, I'll work you over real good. You remember how I used to do it, Cupid?
Buddy, stop.
Worry about yourself, Cupid, not me. Charlie and me understand each other, right, Charlie?
Yeah.
Gene heard your voice. The elevator operator took you up to my floor late enough to remember what you looked like. Plus a couple of other people know how I feel about getting even for Mike. If anything happens to me, Charlie, the cops will go to work fast on Cupid, and he might not take too much heat.
I thought of that, too. You don't want to stand up. Okay. I figured you like to show good manners when a lady comes into a place.
A lady?
Get her out of the office, Cupid.
You should have listened to me, buddy.
What lady?
See, you stood up anyway. Go on, Cupid.
How's it?
Buddy.
Gene.
In just a moment, Eddie Albert and Margot continue with Blues for Buddy. But first, hear this. You know, a famous newspaper chain has this motto, "Give light, and the people will find their own way." Well, here is revealing light on a subject every American employer should know about. When you hire the handicapped, their productive capacity, their safety records, are actually better than those of their able-bodied fellow workers. A nationwide survey compared 11,000 disabled workers in 19 industries with a similar number of the able-bodied. It showed that the disabled produce at a slightly better rate, and that the disabled have fewer on-the-job accidents. Now, those are facts, not guesswork. And here's a case where a little light shows the way to better business. So, employers, hire the handicapped. Let them prove to you on the job that it's good business for you and for America, too. Call the local office of your state employment service today and hire the handicapped. Thank you.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host, Jerry Hendigas.
The appearance of Gene made Buddy aware that he was rid of a staggering burden, the need for revenge. Now the need to save a life, Gene's life, became the most precious of all and the most difficult.
A dictaphone would have been better, Mr. Banks.
She's not in on this. Look, she's an old friend, Charlie. She doesn't know what it's all about.
Just like you.
She didn't know what she was walking into when she came down here after me.
You got it wrong. She was escorted down here. In our business, we don't like witnesses floating around town. If anybody has to float, we take care of that our way.
What do you use to be able to sleep?
I sleep fine. Before I hit the sack, I take care of all my problems first.
Okay, Charlie, look, but keep her out of it.
That would spoil everything.
Why'd you have to come down here? You should have stayed up in the house with your mother.
Oh, you're right. You must be doing pretty good since you let the organization take you over. Too good to let a little thing like a couple of more murders make any difference.
Say anything. I don't care.
Gene.
Step back, fella.
Leave him alone.
Now be patient. He'll be real cozy in just a minute.
Okay, Charlie. You're the strong man. I'm the punk who ought to have my head examined. I know when I'm licked. Look, I can take it. But let her go.
Didn't you hear me say that that would spoil everything? And the way I got it figured out.
You got nothing figured out.
You'll be here.
That wasn't smart, but
you live with yourself, Cupid.
You shouldn't have come back. It's bad, bad.
Anything else? Don't hurt her.
You got her in, and you can't cry her out. Now listen to what I say and do it. Go and kiss her.
What?
Go on, kiss her good. I want them lips looking nice and kissed.
What's that you... She got a silencer.
One gun, two bullets with the silencer. A real tragedy. A double suicide out of grief for Mike Burns. Real love. The whole country will cry for you. Gilby, give me a handkerchief to wipe the gun before I put the gloves on.
No. No, please.
Here, Charlie. Look, let me say something to her first, will you, Charlie? Please, be a sport. Charlie, just at the table.
Make it fast.
Okay. Jane, you were so right about me. I took too long to find out.
Don't say anything more.
After I kiss you, Doc, I'm going to fight for it. If we ever get out of here alive, I'll...
I want a pair. Worse than Frankie and Johnny.
What a blues this is.
That's enough now. Go on, kiss her. Like it was the last one. Which it is. I'm waiting.
You're not in here, Charlie.
Relax. They won't be found here. We'll pick a nice lover's lane in Jay-Z. I don't like riding with live baggage. Too many slip-ups. And play something in the music box, QP. Something not too loud, just enough to cover up the pops on these silences. Somebody might be passing. Go on.
Okay.
Hurry up, QP. Now kiss her. Go on.
What?
Doc! Put that light back on! Go!
Get out of here, Gene! Get out! The front door locks on the inside!
I can't see the light, QP, or I'll kill you!
You're on your own, Charlie! I'm
here.
It's you and me, Charlie!
Don't move anybody.
Hey, curmudgeon.
Don't make me shoot. Step into the beam of this flashlight. Hey, you! Buddy! Get back from that door. It's covered. Get back!
In a moment, we'll continue with Blues for Buddy, today's drama on the NBC Radio Theater.
Today's Truchet, for women who can't keep their hands out of water. Hello, this is Madeleine Carroll. Isn't this a wonderful time of year? A time to plan vacations in the sun. Now, when you start checking what to take, I'd suggest creamy, rich Truchet to top your list. New Truchet with silicone will help you look your loveliest in all those pretty summer fashions. For remember, not only your hands are exposed to the drying effects of sun, but your neck, arms, and legs as well. So be sure to tuck away a large bottle of Truchet in your vacation or weekend suitcase. Use it often. It will moisturize your skin, protect it from dryness, supplement precious natural oils. The same Truchet that always protects your hands from harsh detergents, water, weather, and work. Truchet, the hand lotion for women who can't keep their hands out of water.
When Buddy dashed out of Cupid's joint in spite of Detective Curmudgeon's warning that the entrance was covered, his only thought was of Jean. She could not have gone far. He must find her and keep her out of the hands of the police who would involve her in this ill-fated attempt to commit murder by proxy. But nearing the steps of the basement doorway and seeing the squad cars in the street three steps above him, he knew to be sure following the those steps. Or could he back into the club where the detective was? So in a split-second decision, he hurled himself flat against the basement floor, hugging the wall, crawling toward the doorway leading to the sub-cellar he remembered from the old days as a slum kid. Jean, it's me. It's Buddy. You're hurt.
Oh, Buddy.
You're hurt how?
Where? I couldn't see. I fell and dragged myself. It's my head.
Here, let me.
No, please, I can't stand.
I know how we can get up to the roof.
Oh, no.
We can't stay here. Come on, I'll help you.
I said no. Buddy, stop running.
I don't want you mixed up in this. You'll never be able to work again. Come on.
Oh, we're lucky to be alive, Buddy. When are you going to quit acting like the whole world's against you? Darling, all you have to do is walk out of here. What are you afraid of?
I give Charlie $1,000. He'll find it in his pocket. And good old Charlie will drape it so nice around my neck.
Oh, be honest with the police and with yourself. Look, we could have a life. And what do I care when I work if we have something solid going between us?
How do I know what I did to Charlie? You think the cops are going to write me off as a good kid at heart? You think this organization of mugs is going to let me walk around free and easy? Some solid life. No, look, I missed you a plenty from now on. I'm going to be poisoned to you, worse than to myself. What a punk I turned out to be, trying to lick a whole army with a nickel
pistol. Buddy, if you can say that, you're not a punk.
Don't bet on it. Somebody. Come on, come on.
Keep running if you want to. Staying here.
Is this how we end?
It's up to you.
Well.
If it ain't Camargin.
Did I interrupt a private conversation?
Why, me and Miss Glenn were coming down the street here. When all the action started, we kind of ducked in out of the way here. She kind of slipped.
That wasn't you and Cupid's?
Huh?
Did I yell to stay out of the door?
Cupid's? Man, I left there at least half hour ago. I went over to meet Miss Glenn at the Orange Cat, and we took a little walk.
In the rain?
We didn't notice any rain. Is that right, Jean?
Tell him the truth.
The truth.
Let's go, buddy.
Same old routine. Let's go, buddy.
What were you doing in Cupid's with a hood like Charlie Milacchini?
Who?
Charlie Milacchini.
I don't know any Charlie Milacchini.
You were on the way to Cupid's when I stopped you, right?
I told you that. Look, imagine it's light outside. I got to get cleaned up and take care of Mike's funeral. My mother must...
The report came in from the hospital. Your pal Cupid was lucky. He got it in the meat. When he's ready, he's going to be informative. Better get your side on the record quick. You know these hoods, buddy. Always crying their way out.
I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
And your good pal Charlie Milacchini, they're still stitching his mouth up. Somebody worked on him beautiful.
Yeah?
Miss Glenn says Cupid did you a good turn putting the lights out when Milacchini had a gun on you. If not for that, she says the both of you could have ended up in a Jersey swamp inside a barrel of rocks.
That's her story.
You mean she's trying to frame you?
Ask her.
She held nothing back. The hotel room where you made the deal with Milacchini.
I told you I don't know.
And what happened when you brought the door to Cupid's.
Now, look, what are you holding her for?
Material witness. To assault, attempted manslaughter, and conspiracy to murder. Don't make it tougher on yourself, buddy.
I want bail. I want bail. Today's Mike's funeral.
You hired Milacchini to get Mike's killer. The girl says you walked into a trap, so it's odds on Milacchini's in the organization. Realize what that means as far as you're concerned. You know too much. Now, who are you going to trust? The organization or the guy who got you out of reform school because I thought you learned you couldn't take the law into your own hands?
An honest cop is a dead cop. You've been around too long.
I'll let that pass for 5 minutes. I'm giving you 5 minutes to think it over before I throw the book at you.
The NBC Radio Theater, starring Eddie Albert and Margot, continues in a moment. But first... And now, direct from the lovely Radio City studios, the boys of the band ask the musical question, Stardust?
Now, cut that out, Don. That music means we, irrepressible Don Russell and debonair Frank Blair, want to remind our NBC radio friends... that it's network time afternoons on this station.
Yeah, with 2 hours of light, bright entertainment.
And now, back to Joe Galicia.
Oh, see, you got me doing it.
Thank you. Keep Jean Glenn out of this. Let her go. Leave her alone. I'll play along with you.
I can't release her. For the last time. Are you coming clean with me, or are you going to shield the organization that got Mike and it's out to get you?
Ever since I was a kid on the street, I seen cops bought for anything down to a nickel.
I want Mike's killer as much as you do.
Yeah, what about the brass you work for? Captains and the inspectors. What they say goes. How do you know the organization don't own them?
I don't know, and I don't care, because if I do my job right, no crooked cop, no matter who, can mess it up. I do my job, and I let the commissioner do his. Only this time, I can't do my job right without you.
That's a switch.
Buddy, the funeral today, this afternoon. It's from Paletti's parlor, right?
Yeah. It's 4 plots I bought when the old man died. Out of Greenside.
Yeah, I know the cemetery. Lots of weeds and marshes off the highway there. A filling station and a big garage. Real empty.
So what?
I've been doing a little thinking myself for the past 5 minutes. Suppose the organization don't know you're picked up, and suppose they figure you show up at Mike's funeral. What would they do?
Well, they won't be sending flowers, that's for sure.
Suppose they make up their minds that you're too hot to let alone you know too much. They'd try to take care of you wherever you showed up. Maybe at the cemetery. Before you come back from the funeral and start talking to the police.
So what?
I want you to work with us on a stakeout, following my orders on a second-by-second schedule.
I catch. You need a sitting duck.
To grab off more of the organization's hoods. And bust them down to where they'll all start singing for shorter terms. Melaccini and Chupi included. This could be the break the commissioner's been waiting for. Now, what more do you want?
Keep Jean out of it.
If we're lucky, she'll be free tomorrow.
And, if this stakeout you're figuring draws a blank, then what?
I can't promise anything. Meanwhile, why don't you and me work together one day at a time, huh? The way I figure it, I make them follow you out to the cemetery, and we're behind you in cars and dug in all around that big garage I told you about, and inside it, too.
Now, wait a minute.
You'll be driving a car with shortwave radio, and 2 men in the back on the floor. What do you say, buddy? Are we together one day at a time, huh?
Fair enough.
BB to K. BB to K. Come in, K.
Where are you now?
I'm about a mile from the cemetery. It'll be all over by the time I get there.
Take it easy.
I mean the service.
I didn't want you in the crowd.
Yeah. What a sitting duck I am. Look, you do your job, Camargin, that's all.
Good. Anyone following you?
Yeah. The green car with a white top.
License RC5677.
Right.
That's us. Now as for the tall weed in the garage is just before.
Okay.
That's where we are, in the garage. Mark it as you pass. Give me a signal.
Right. We're now passing the garage.
Don't miss it on the way back. And follow instructions exactly. Keep the switch open all the way back.
Right. If it goes that way.
We'll be ready. You okay, buddy?
I'm just a little hot in this bulletproof vest.
Eddie Albert and Margot, starring in today's drama on the NBC Radio Theater, continue in a moment. Here's good news about the nation's number one health problem, mental illness. For the first time in history, more patients are leaving mental hospitals than are going in. And that's because more patients are getting the treatment they need to make them better. But that doesn't tell the whole story. While more patients are being helped, there are still hundreds of thousands of patients who are getting little or no treatment at all. Your local Mental Health Association, which is part of the National Association for Mental Health, is working to give every single patient the best and most modern treatment which science has made available. It's working for enough staff and equipment
so that no mental patient need be told, "We're sorry, we just can't get to you." It is working to give mentally sick people the same chance to get well as people suffering from any other kind of illness. And you, too, can help in this effort by supporting your Mental Health Association. Remember, with your help, the mentally ill can come back.
BB to K. BB to K.
Where are you, Bubby?
We just pulled out of the cemetery. I don't see your other car. The one was following me.
You're not supposed to. He's laying back. I got him on the short way. Any traffic?
No. I don't see nothing at all.
Good. I figured that over the other way is shorter. Keep your eye on your rearview mirror, buddy.
Right.
Give me a signal when you pass the filling station.
Hey, what do I do when I come to the garage you're in?
Go right past to the main junction. It's loaded with traffic there. If anything happens, it's got to be on this stretch of swamp and weeds.
I hope you know what you're doing, curmudgeon.
Anytime you want to duck down in the back, it's okay with me. One of my men there will take over the wheel.
We're coming up to the filling station.
Good boy.
We're passing the filling station now.
Check.
Hey. There's a car pulling out of the filling station. Fast. You got that, curmudgeon?
Speed up, buddy. What does it look like?
It's a big black convertible. He's picking up on me.
Hold your speed till I tell you to slow up.
Slow up? Why slow up? I'm heading for the garage.
Slow up when I tell you. You're going to get a blowout, so you'll have a reason to turn off into the garage.
A blowout?
I got the man in the wheat there. I'll do as I say.
He's gaining on me.
Where are you?
I'm about 100 yards from the garage.
Start slowing up, not too much. Get set for a blowout, a rear tire shot. Slow his tire, Jack.
I'm slowing up. You guys all set back? Hey, there goes my tire. The other car's closing in.
Okay, now take it in the garage. Nice and easy.
He's right behind me. He's one guy. He's turning in behind me. Get set. Hey, where's everybody?
Right against the wall, you stupid.
Charlie, I thought the cops
were... You got it wrong.
Oh, so the organization sprung you, huh?
Yeah, I walked up.
Put the gun back, Charlie.
So long, stupid.
But don't shoot! Easy, Charlie. I got your gun.
In his legs, huh? Good, good. You okay, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for that bulletproof vest. Listen, curmudgeon.
Yeah, I know. When we get back to the station? On the way, our friend Charlie is going to do some real nice singing for us. Beginning right now. Buddy.
It's 2:00 in the morning. What's the word?
Easy, will you? Charlie bust wide open about an hour ago. He's still talking. We're getting it on tape.
Go on.
He put the finger on who killed Mike.
Who?
Give you a personal introduction as soon as we pick him up. Your alarm's out. You're all right, kid. We work together for a change, eh?
Yeah. Boy, have I got a lot to get to my sick head.
One thing at a time, kid.
Hey, I don't get this, How could the organization walk Charlie out of the prison ward?
It's one thing I didn't mention. We let him walk.
Huh? You let him?
We took the guard off him, figuring he had to take care of you fast, or the organization would take care of him. We were right.
You mean you? All the way. Boy, I don't know what to tell you, Mr. Plain Clothes.
One thing at a time. You got a visitor in the hall.
A visitor?
I'll see you at the house tomorrow.
Hello, buddy.
Oh, Jean.
They brought me here an hour ago, and I...
Oh, Jean. Everything's okay. I'm finished giving you any more blues for Buddy Burns. Where do we go from here, Jenny?
Well, why don't we take the elevator down to the street And start walking.
Home.
In just a moment, we'll be back with a word about tomorrow's drama on the NBC Radio Theater. But first, hear this.
From the sunny Southland
to the mountains of the north,
to the plains of the Golden West.
Everyone listen to radio. It's bigger, it's better, and rather to grow. Everyone listen to radio. For music, for news to put you in the know. Why don't we turn on the morning show?
Prime time, 7:30.
Woo, hurry up, Eddie, it's 7:30.
Maybe you listen while on the go.
Conditions on Highway 30, through the mountains, snowbacked and slick.
Wherever you go in America, at work or at play, you should know. You're never alone where there's radio.
R-A-D-I-O. Everyone listen to radio. Just turn your dial, there's your favorite show. Pardon us if we stand back and grow.
To America.
That's radio.
For Money was written by Peter Martin and featured Leon Janney and Santos Ortega. The NBC Radio Theater, starring Eddie Albert, Lee Bowman, Madeline Carroll, Gloria DeHaven, and Celeste Holm, will return tomorrow with another gripping complete hour of drama. The NBC Radio Theater is produced and directed by Hyman Brown. This is Wayne Howell speaking.
McBride and Pearl Buck join Frank Blair and Don Russell on It's Network Time today over most of these NBC stations.